gentlemen, we are live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday, April 26th, 2020, worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. And every broadcast is important, but this one is going to be particularly important. When I saw President Trump late last week on Thursday, look at the doctors in that press briefing and say to them, hey, you know, we've talked about how they can put light into the lungs and how it's having a great effect. You want to tell them? And of course, they just played dumb to make him look stupid because they all work for Bill Gates. And then he said, yeah, and there's also ways to inject things into the body that help. So the media spun that as he was saying, put Lysol in your body. No, they said that, not him. They're trying to cause a new Tide Pods hysteria to blame on the president. And they made this his big Waterloo. It's over. Trump's going to be removed. He's psychotic. Well, I went, wait a minute. I've heard of that. And as soon as I went and searched it, the internet Friday had already found it. And I have sent it to the president through two different sources that work for the president. I'll leave it at that. And I don't know if he's going to reverse course on canceling his briefings. He just says, I'm done. The media makes stuff up and lies and turns these into negative events. So I'm throwing the towel in. I don't think that's good. I think he should come marching back in and he should show you everything we're about to show you coming up. And that's going to be Cedars-Sinai, one of the most respected hospitals and research hospitals in the world. I mean, it's probably in the top 10 easily, maybe top five. I mean, everybody knows Cedars-Sinai. I mean, a bum on the side of the road knows that. That's Los Angeles' top hospital where all the rich and famous go and the rest of it. It's got the best doctors in the world in it. And they have got patented COVID-19 treatments that they're trying to get approved right now. And we'll go to document cam in a little while. You guys are good. We're cool. No need to get stuff up right now. Thanks. So that's all coming up here today, ladies and gentlemen, where you're going to see Trump say, I heard you could put light into the body. And he looks at the doctors. You told me about that, and they just played dumb. Because that's the whole game, that the president's not allowed to give people hope. He's not allowed to have briefings. Only Bill Gates is. He's our doctor. He's our daddy, and he's not a doctor either. So I'm going to go over all of that here today because it's not just defending Trump. It's showing how the media knowingly lies because YouTube took down Cedars-Sinai's own video from a month ago about treating COVID-19 very successfully, lowering a light down the throat into the bronchii and into the opening of the lungs and just annihilating the viruses. And so Trump was just talking about something real, but they want to make us like troglodytes that are afraid of knowledge and information. And then he talked about injecting things, you know, into the body to kill it. Well, of course. And that's the big studies being conducted here in Austin and in Melbourne, Australia. I have those reports by prestigious universities and hospitals in conjunction that injecting zinc into the veins in a hospital setting is very successful. So Trump is just simply there telling you about low-cost, inexpensive things that Bill Gates doesn't own, that aren't a vaccine that's 2 years away, that isn't a world ID, that you know doesn't track everything you do and doesn't kill you. And he's not supposed to do that. Well, we're going to do it. But I'll tell you, we're in a real medical tyranny with Big Pharma. They're not just censoring stuff online. They're going around trying to get people arrested, including medical clinics that have been giving people vitamin C treatments for a decade. I mean, I don't go to doctors a lot, but I've been to medical clinics with MD doctors with 3 degrees and done that vitamin C stuff. It's amazing. They have the FBI SWAT teaming those like crack houses in Michigan and other areas. So it is crazy. We'll break it all down straight ahead.
Fortune tanto vulnera, si latibus ocelis, quod sum amici vulnera, sutra imprevenis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the censorship with 109 days out from the election by big tech to try to throw the election The election meddling has gone into overdrive. They've hit the afterburners. They've turned on the turbochargers. They have ignited the nitrous oxide. That's a whole nother subject, but it ties into what we're first about to cover here. Jack Dorsey of Twitter came out and said they're going to start putting disclaimers from Snopes and Media Matters, the Democratic Party, over Trump's tweets. So the Democratic Party will be commenting in live time on his tweets, but he won't be able to comment. The Republicans won't be able to comment in live time over Democrat tweets. Total, complete, absolute election meddling, and I'm sure Trump will just bend over to that. That's what he does. That's one of his biggest failings. Then CNN had a famous interview where the mother of one of Biden's sexual assault victims talked about what he'd done to her daughter. They've removed that Larry King Live episode off the CNN archive and off of Google, and Twitter and others are now expunging it everywhere and defending it because Joe Biden cannot be criticized. So this is just lifetime massive criminal activity. But let's hit the ultra giant piece of news up front. If you go to Infowars.com or NewsWars.com, we can put up the live page for the live feed today that I hope everybody will share because this is a participation sport. Live Sunday coronavirus news briefing. Doctors across the U.S. come forward to defend Trump. Every Infowars broadcast is important, but this one has so much critical key information you won't find anywhere else. Tune in and share this link as aggressively as you can because we have in that page not just the live feed of myself, but we've posted the full hour-long press conference of two prestigious doctors that own and run large clinics across California who've talked to top medical state officials. And the head of the state health department agreed with them that the lockdown is evil and wrong. And they went on to say it's causing mass death already. That hour-long press conference is absolutely something that you've got to share. It's like penicillin to bacteria. Sunlight to viruses. It needs to be out there before the total depression and the martial law lockdown is complete. Also posted on that live feed page. And usually the live feeds just got me up there, and then I'll play stuff on air. But I just, you can bypass Alex Jones and just get these videos out, okay? They're super important. Cedars-Sinai, the most prestigious West Coast hospital, probably the most prestigious in the United States, after John Hopkins or maybe MD Anderson. I mean, it's probably the most prestigious. Everybody knows Cedars-Sinai as a major hospital, but also a research hospital, cutting edge stuff. You know, maybe Mayo Clinic's right up there. I mean, it's in the top five. I was saying top 10 earlier. It's in the top three, probably. Number one, probably. It's like debating who's the greatest football team ever. And there's only a couple of them up there. They have come out and snaked different types of fiber optic light down the throat and just knock out viruses like it's incredible. Trump knows about this. And it's in Yahoo News and huge, huge admissions of this. That's what he was talking about. But his own medical advisors had told him about it. And when he tried to talk about it, they just left him in the lurch because they're all financed by Bill Gates. They tell him about something promising. He gets there, then he tries to act like he's dumb, but it gets better. He also talked about how there's things you can put into your body he sees in studies he's been told about that knock it out. Well, I've got all those studies. Vitamin C, zinc, it's what Europe's doing. It's what New York medical facilities are doing. But not so fast. The FBI's coming to arrest medical doctors, SWAT team, everything. Doesn't matter you've done it for 10 years. Doesn't matter you got a stack of studies this high. Doesn't matter you got three medical degrees. Big Pharma runs this country and the Democratic Party. And they want fear. And so they send in the FBI agents in their hazmat suits because, oh, it must be okay they're raiding a medical clinic that was giving people vitamin C for a decade because, well, they're wearing hazmat suits. I mean, the people inside must be bad. Maybe they'll line them up and shoot them or something. But that's what's going on here. And it gets more and more insane. By the way, here in Austin, they're all over the town, medical facilities running where you can go get IVs for vitamin C, for vitamin D3, for vitamin B12. for all sorts of other stuff. It's totally normal. And the argument is, oh, it can't be for COVID-19. Nothing's approved for that. But you read the laws, a doctor can give anything that's seen as safe and effective, that's a vitamin or a mineral, for whatever they want because it's already therapeutic. And the clinic wasn't even advertising, and I looked up their site as a treatment or a cure. They were saying you need to boost your immune system, and even a medical doctor can't, because Bill Gates, who doesn't have a single degree, is our Lord and Savior and rules over the entire country. So when we come back, I am going to air here the video from Cedars-Sinai. They'll probably SWAT team them. And as long as the FBI wears a hazmat suit, they'll just walk in and grab the machines, pull the people up. Because somebody told them from the tyrannical FDA, that's all Bill Gates run, basically. Every major scientific institution's got his people in. He revolving door paid to have them there. He said, I'll give you a $100 million grant. Just put my guy in, as the head of that. Put my gal as the head of that. And Trump's surrounded by all these Bill and Melinda Gates people. Fauci got $100 million in October of last year. 6 months ago. 7 months ago. From Gates. People are like, who died and made this guy king? And by the way, he's under indictment in countries for his vaccines killing people. And Robert Kennedy Jr. has come out and said Bill Gates' WHO over vaccine that killed more children in Africa than diseases it targeted. Wow, yeah, Robert F. Kennedy slams Bill Gates. That video is coming up. This is all coming out. You see, the scientist at the UN came out in December of last year, and they were on record. We played the clips here probably 20 times, and they said, our own doctors won't give vaccines now. They're maiming people. They're killing people. They're not even tested. Bill Gates tells us what to do. It's all just given to us by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Itself's a big consortium of very evil organizations. You talk about Legion of Doom, all the big old robber baron eugenics money. And they control academia. It's exactly what Eisenhower warned about in his farewell address, is a technological elite controlling academia and science. And so that's why, if you're giving people vitamin C, SWAT teams are coming. That's why if you're giving them vitamin D, SWAT teams are coming. It's why if you tell them Trump had a scientist up there to explain that sunlight kills it in 30 seconds, COVID-19, because it's a coronavirus. It's the same damn thing, just a variety of that. Kills it in 30 seconds. They're now calling for Trump to be basically arrested for that. Because he's explaining to you that being cooped up inside these big apartment buildings is where it goes through the ventilation systems and it's where it's breeding. All the studies show that. So for him saying, hey, you need sunshine, something every mother tells their child in the winter, hey, it's a sunny day, get out, get some fresh air so you don't get sick. They've known for thousands of years. That's why the people worship the sun. They didn't know it made you produce vitamin D, that if you don't have it, a common cold can kill you. They just knew that plants grew, that people got sick during the winter, and that when you went outside and got sun, people got healthier. But we're not allowed to have our own knowledge. We're supposed to just let Bill Gates, whose mother ran IBM and took over the foundation for Thomas Watson, the top Nazi, and his father, a eugenicist, the head of Planned Parenthood, because he wants to run our medical lives. He's God. And if you don't do what he says, SWAT teams are coming. And they're talking about, firing all these big top doctors that have gone public with their national TV shows, Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, and said this is a hoax. Because any real medical doctor now can pull back and tell you that it's less than 0.1% of death rate, and wait till we play the press conference of the doctors in the next hour. But the full press conference is on InfoWars.com right now. But when we come back, I'm going to show you Cedars-Sinai, probably FBI SWAT teams on their way with battle tanks. They'll probably burn the Cedars-Sinai down. I mean, they'll drop nuclear weapons on it. How dare them confirm the president right? And the video you're going to see is being removed everywhere. All right, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and this information is the antidote to the globalist tyranny. And the only way this information gets out is when you share the live feeds at InfoWars.com/show, NewsWars.com/show, and Band.video. Okay, Next segment, I'll get into the CDC confirming what we told you 5-6 weeks ago, that the Chi-Coms were purposely infecting the COVID-19 tests they were shipping here to give us COVID-19. Of course. We've got videos of them wiping their shoes with the mask they sent here that Gavin Newsom then makes you wear. They know what they're doing. Just like the British, you know, there's manuals of them in the French and Indian War. They'd take their blankets from where troops died of smallpox and then with all the pus on them and give them to the natives, knowing it would kill them real quick. But anyways, I digress. Turns out the CDC had testing kits that didn't come from China that infected people as well. Of course, these are master criminals making their big move on everybody. And that's why they're pulling out the stops to try to destroy anybody that tells the truth. But this is what separates the boys from the men right now, ladies and gentlemen. So that's coming up next segment. Okay, let's get to this now. So Trump on Thursday has to have a Homeland Security head scientist with a huge laboratory come out and explain sunlight is good for you. Going indoors all the time makes you sick and lowers your immune system. He also went, by the way, I've been told about treatments, and he's pointing at the doctors. He's like, well, you want to come forward about the light treatment that had been Yahoo top finance news a week before. It'd been WebMD the week before. We'd even covered it 2 weeks ago when Cedars-Sinai said they were doing the big test successfully. They've been going on for over a month. And then I was watching the backlash Friday, and I went, wait a minute. Cedars-Sinai, so I looked it up. Turned out already YouTube and now Twitter are pulling the video that we've hosted at band.video. Yeah, there's AP reporting on it. April 20th. Wow. I said I learned about it 2 weeks ago. But AP, I guess, learned about it just a few days ago. So Trump is reporting on something that they're doing tests. It's working well. Cedars-Sinai. He said, I don't know if it's going to be perfect. I just, it gives us hope. Would you like to tell them? You told me about that. They're like, we're saying. So again, he's bad for saying this and giving people hope. They're saying he's be removed from office. He's the worst person on earth. And then he just totally made this up. Then they said he made up the next thing, which was putting things into the body that also counter it, like zinc and vitamin C. I'm going to show you those studies that are incredibly detailed and revealing and successful. But again, we elected the president. He can have press conferences. The idea that he shouldn't be up there telling you about things that are hopeful, and the way only one study out of hundreds says hydroxychloroquine doesn't help, put out by Bill and Melinda Gates. Because they don't want you to have hope, because they want you to have to buy expensive drugs and die from them. And they want to keep the economy shut down. They want fear. And now the numbers are 10, 15, 20 times lower than they'd originally said. They don't know what to do. So here's the supposed thought crime Trump was involved in.
We hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
Well, that was perfectly said, other than he's calling it disinfectant. It's really a vital nutrients. Vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc. And I'm going to show you the medical studies right now. Okay, so here you go. Bioscientist signs exclusive global license with Cedars-Sinai for potential coronavirus treatment. April 21st. There it is right there. Yahoo Finance News. And then it goes in. They're already doing the studies. Very, very promising. They put a video out about it that is being removed as fake news and harmful. So because someone went, actually the president was briefed on this, well, we can't allow that. We can't let you see what Cedars-Sinai said, because now it's not just Alex Jones and Trump getting censored. Now it's Cedars-Sinai, one of the most prestigious medical facilities and hospitals in the world. So without further ado, YouTube censors video of UV light treatment used against coronavirus. That's on newswars.com. Again, it's in the live feed show, live Sunday show, has the full video posted. Here is a piece of it. It's mainly visual, so I will narrate the evil video put out by A2 Bioscience and Cedars-Sinai. Evil, super elite medical facility. Can't trust them. Only trust Bill Gates. Here it is. YouTube recently removed this video, which shows coronavirus therapy touted by the president.
Supposing you hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too. Sounds interesting.
Video removed for violating YouTube's terms of service. That's why it's a banned.video. Here's the video. Can ultraviolet light be used to treat COVID-19 patients? Question mark. This is evil, Cedars-Sinai. We'll probably get a SWAT team for showing this to you. Premise. It has long been known that ultraviolet or UV light kills viruses and bacteria. But if you say that, they say you should be arrested. The problem is that unfiltered UV light is dangerous to humans and human cells. But filtered out the dangerous UVC light and leaving UVA light through becomes safe for human use. UVA, UVB, and it goes on. They leave the UVA. It's also been proven that the light wattage and duration of UV light is still effective at killing a variety of viruses and bacteria, including the coronavirus. They cut the bad light out, leave the good light in, and very effective. Using this premise, the Heal Light was developed by Cedars-Sinai. The Heal Light is a catheter embedded with small LED lights that emit UVA light in a specific way. And then they show you. So while you're on a breathing machine, they give you light. It's inserted into the breathing tube of an intubated patient. And that's what they showed Trump. And that's what they're pissed about. Okay? It fries the viruses. Doesn't hurt your tissue. These criminals have taken this down in unison and say he's a liar. Oh, by the way, I wasn't bragging about this. I put a gym in here about a year ago where the old warehouse was, and I paid for a $5,000 light system like that for the crew. It's a little room. They go in. It's $5,000, and they just get in there, and it's incredible. It's not for COVID-19. It's just reportedly so good for you and makes you feel so good. Boy, I sure feel good when I do it. I could be bummed out, exhausted at 6 at night. Need to work 2 more hours. Better than a cup of coffee. Getting that sucker 10 minutes, and I'm like, whoa. I never felt better. But again, that's the type of evil terror stuff we're into. Always cutting edge. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar. More straight ahead.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I hate tyranny, but I don't fight evil because I hate the evil. I fight evil because it's what I've got to do, what my soul demands I do, because I love myself, my family, and I love you. That's why these criminals sit there and try to take us off the air and work around the clock to shut us down with all their dirty tricks and all their lies, is because they know people resonate with the truth, and they know all their attacks have failed, and they know that if we stay on the air, their new world order is going down. Now, I want to back up what I was saying with the studies here, but you just saw a video from Cedars-Sinai about when somebody is already on a breathing machine, down there in that key area of the bronchioles, getting in there and annihilating the viruses, which is what the damn light does. But see, Bill Gates is heavily invested in and owns, he doesn't give his money free, it's tax exempt, all these big companies. And he runs the NIH, he runs everything. He's like the president, but unelected. And so they're really angry, folks, that medical doctors are everywhere saying zinc is good or vitamin D. But look at this. Global license with Cedars-Sinai, potential coronavirus treatment, light into the lungs. YouTube censors video about UV light treatment used against coronavirus. But it gets more crazy. YouTube censors the video, but still the public now knows who did it. Mark Dice found the tweet by the New York Times reporter who reported it and had it removed. So when the media reports something, if they're mainstream media, to Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, they take it down. Absolutely incredible. But let's look at this. World's first trial to test benefit of intravenous zinc in COVID-19 fight. Austin Health and the University of Melbourne Department of Surgery are doing that with zinc, and they're getting some promising returns. But the point is, that's going on. That's what Trump's talking about. He's about getting things done. He's about solutions. Inhibition of H1N1 influenza virus infection by zinc oxide nanoparticles, another emerging application of nanomedicine. These are studies around the world with people either ingesting and injecting through their veins or breathing under a medical doctor. You should have to preface all this. We're reading you studies. Obviously, it's medical doctors. And that it's extremely promising. That study is from a couple years ago. Here's another one. Effective zinc salts on respiratory virus replication. This is with pediatric patients, finding just incredible successes with that. These are, again, prestigious universities. Hell, this is NIH.gov's where this one came from. Because this, the government's got a lot of good scientists in it. It's the people on top that are super evil and out of control. You go to the NIH website, it says, zinc is essential to block viruses entering the cells and to coat the cells. Without it, you die. It's a key for people in any time of the year to have plenty of zinc. But we say it, it's like, arrest Jones, just get him. He's a snake oil. CNN had said Trump is a traveling medicine show snake oil salesman because he talked about zinc. An aggravated Trump blames press for furor over disinfectant comments as his scientists defending. But let's go to this powerful little four-minute excerpt. You'll find all of these videos, the full hour-long press conference with top doctors in California who've talked to the top state doctors saying, you know, it's all a fraud, it's got to stop now, but the governor won't let him do it. They even talk about armed rebellion at the end. I mean, this is getting crazy. We don't want that to happen. We just want to turn this around. We've got the reports of the censored videos from Cedar Sinai about the light treatment. It's all in the feed. Live Sunday coronavirus news briefing. Doctors across the U.S. come forward to defend Trump. Here's an excerpt of it right now. We'll go to more of the interview next hour, but here it is.
After testing thousands of people in their county for COVID-19, doctors Dan Erickson and Artin Massini, owners of Accelerated Urgent Care in Bakersfield, California, held a press conference to share their data along with official CDC data. Dr. Erickson reported that hospitals in California have become empty as a result of allotting all resources to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The hospitals, their ICUs are empty, essentially, and they're shutting down floors. They're furloughing patients, they're furloughing doctors, because we just don't have the volume. So we're busy with paperwork for COVID, and we're all focusing on COVID.
He then went over the COVID-19 numbers for the state of California.
We've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California.
And for the state of New York,
19,410 out of 19 million people, which is a 0.1% chance of dying from COVID in the state of New York.
And then compared these numbers to the seasonal flu in 2017.
45 million total cases in 2017 with about 62,000 deaths, or a 0.13 chance of death from flu in the United States. So the lethality of COVID-19 is much less.
He then went on to report what is happening as a result of the shutdown and millions of hardworking people losing their jobs.
Child molestation is increasing at a severe rate. We could go over multiple cases of children who have been molested due to angry family members who are intoxicated, who are home, who have no paycheck. These things last a lifetime. This isn't about a seasonal flu. These are things that will follow these people and affect them in a negative fashion for their life. And these are for me talking to ERs, talking to my doctors, and talking to people across the country and finding out what they're seeing. Spousal abuse, alcoholism, anxiety, depression, suicide.
One of the most interesting moments of the press conference was when Dr. Erickson went on to explain the immune complex and how our immune system regularly adapts to our environment.
The immune system is built by exposure to antigens, viruses, bacteria. When you're a little child crawling on the ground, putting stuff in your mouth, viruses and bacteria come in, you form an antigen-antibody complex, you form IgG, IgM. This is how your immune system is built. When you take human beings and you say, go into your house, clean all your counters, Lysol them down, you're going to kill 99% of viruses and bacteria. Wear a mask, don't go outside. What does that do to our immune system? Our immune system is used to touching. We share bacteria, staphylococcal, streptococcal bacteria, viruses. We develop an immune response daily to this stuff. When you take that away from me, my immune system drops. As I shelter in place, my immune system drops. You keep me there for months, it drops more. Sheltering in place decreases your immune system. And then as we all come out of shelter in place with a lower immune system and start trading viruses and bacteria, what do you think is going to happen? Disease is going to spike. And then you've got disease spike amongst a hospital system with furloughed doctors and nurses.
Dr. Erickson reported that he has been in contact with leading physicians throughout California, and that they are all in agreement.
And I've been working with some of the leaders, and I've talked to, you know, the head of the CDPH. I've gotten their opinion on this, and a lot of the leaders in Sacramento. And we're all in agreement. But we need to have Governor Newsom in agreement with us to lift this ban, because the data is showing us it's time to lift. So if we don't lift, what is the reason?
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
So they're going to have a big problem when the actual professionals that know what's going on start speaking out and are seeing the truth. And they also see Trump up there talking about real stuff. And they're like, yeah, Trump's right. And they're like, what's going on here? Why are you doing this? Because it's called a blockade or siege, ladies and gentlemen, and it's probably too late already. Okay? That's why everybody needs to get storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Yeah, that funds us. Damn right we need funding. We got the best storable food company out there. The food is back in stock. We're ready to get it out to you, but you got to get your orders in now because their orders are going up so much they may have to pause orders and not take them again soon. So get your orders in while you can. And absolutely, we've got a great multivitamin mineral with preglinone, and we've got DNA Force Plus. It's amazing. Real Red Pill Plus. We've got Winter Sun, vitamin D3, vitamin K. That is essential for life in a human body, period. That's why I take it. The globalists want you sick so they can control you. I want you healthy, and I sell products that are high quality, so it's a symbiotic relationship. But you don't need to buy this from me. The sun's coming out, folks. Go out, take your shirt off, get 30 minutes of sun a day, direct sun, and here, I'm not saying you're bulletproof, but you're damn King Kong in it. All right? I mean, I got myself some sun today, and I'm feeling right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with even more powerful intel. Oh, yes. And you're not supposed to get this information. It's hard to turn Tom Petty off, but we're going to have to do it.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
We are back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I've not talked about Kim Jong-un because I don't really care about that demonic vampire bat. I do care about his people. And he probably has had a heart attack. He probably has had a stroke. And it doesn't matter now. His even more competent evil sister will be in control. So It's fascinating at certain levels, but it doesn't matter because I can't really change what's going on in North Korea. But I can change what's going on here in America. And, you know, back 11, 12 weeks ago, we weren't sure what was going on with COVID-19, but we had a good idea. And now we know exactly what's going on with it. We know exactly what's happening. Before I end this broadcast today, I will get into Kim Jong-un and what's really going on there in my view. But let me first just tell you about something. I was watching this press conference at about 8 a.m. this morning, and my wife walked down the back porch. She said, honey, can you just not work all the time? She goes, ooh, what's going on with that guy? What's he saying? And, well, he's a good-looking doctor. He's well-spoken. And we sat there for an hour listening to him drinking coffee, and she was like, my God, Alex, people are really waking up, honey. This is great news. I'm like, yeah. And then she was like watching more videos with me until like noon today. We were like grilling hamburgers on the back porch with an iPad out there watching more doctors. She's like, look at this doctor going public. Look at this doctor going public. It was in Idaho and New York and California and Mississippi and Texas and Michigan and it was just everywhere. And these two guys have a whole bunch of clinics across the state. And they're well known and they're telling you stuff you already know is true. And so that's why I'm tempted just to, quite frankly, air this entire press conference and just leave. But then stations are like, what's this? Is this Alex Jones show? You just hear somebody talking. I've got to be here to introduce it. But, you know, maybe I should just air the whole interview. Guys, download the whole hour-long press conference. Because it's this stuff that'll kill the New World Order, folks. This is real medical information. It's everything you've already heard here. It's everything you always knew. When you were a little kid and got sick, you could be 70 years old. You know, mama said, go out and get some sun. And then we're told today, arrest people that give hope and say that. Well, it's a damn lie. Let's see, Thomas Malthus, 260 years ago, said, herd the poor into buildings with no sun so they get the vapors and die. Get rid of them. And he's the father of modern eugenics. By the way, anybody can look at what I just said. You can search Malthus, Malthusianism. You'll be like, holy hell. Well, Jones says some crazy-ass stuff. Man, I'm not the crazy person. I'm just telling you what these crazy-ass people are up to. And let me tell you, we're all in danger. Because if you want to follow right down from Plato to Malthus to Galton to Hitler to Bill Gates, the apple don't fall far from the tree because it's the same tree. And by the way, that's the symbol of eugenics. So I've studied the real cult of the world, the real criminals, the real thing that runs the whole show. And, you know, I am a person that likes life. I'm a person that does not like to be killed or put in prison or bankrupted, but I can't stop doing what I'm doing, even though they just keep upping the ante, upping the ante. I was talking to powerful DC people yesterday and today. They're like, yeah, Alex, we all admire what you're doing. They're going to get your ass. The only person they hate more is Trump. And, you know, Trump's not perfect because he's not a miracle man. My God, I can't believe how much he's gotten done, but the fact that he's up there trying to prop up our economy and trying to give us hope with real information, and then more Americans don't rally to his support, at a sick level, we don't deserve this. But you know what? My three daughters, and my son too, but you see, genetically you don't worry about sons. My three daughters, man, they're sweet. They're good people. They don't deserve to go into bondage like this. And I'm not going to sit here and lay down for this crap. I'll take my licks if I have to. So I've already told the El Jefes and all the rest of them, they can piss up a rope. And they just always remind me. They go, well, we're going to hurt you real bad. Well, you're your own worst enemy. You're turning the whole culture over to pure evil. And now YouTube and Facebook and Twitter censor Cedar Sinai official studies because it backs the president up. There's a coup against our president, against our election, and against we the people. And the fact is we ought to have more sense and stand up against this and say no. But that's the thing about leadership. You got to be there when it seems like it's the winner, because it's easy to be a sunshine patriot. I am a winter soldier. And I just wish everybody realized that if we were all winter soldiers, we'd be in a lot better world. Because it's the candy ass that thinks you're going to get ahead in life by always bowing down to the system. And that's not how it works. That's not the reality. Let me give you a smattering of what's coming up next hour. Because I do a lot of preparation for each broadcast. I usually only cover a fraction of it. More of the press conference with those doctors. And more censored stuff they don't want you to see about women on Larry King Live, about their daughter being assaulted by Joe Biden. And that's being memory-holed everywhere. I mean, how creepy are all these groups? Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, parent company, all working in concert. CNN took it off their own website. But I got a call from a very famous talk show host. I mean, there's probably like three talk show hosts you could say are as big as Alex Jones. And I've had two of them call me the last day about this, saying, man, you're right. This is crazy. And like asking me what's coming next. And that's not me up here going, oh, look, famous people call me asking for advice. It means people are finally not being naive anymore. And so it's almost, I know how God works. Like almost the point they put me in prison or kill me is when I'm obsolete and I've done my job. And then they're going to have the military, I guess, at one point, liberate the prison I'm in, because that's literally where this is going. That's what a bunch of famous war heroes, this is the day I was talking to, told me, they said, Alex, don't worry. We're going to win this one way or the other. We have to bust your ass out. We will. But I mean, that's the point, ladies and gentlemen, that this has all gotten to. That's how real it is right beneath the surface. And I just want more Americans to realize what we're facing. So let me tell you what's coming up. Do you know how big it is that it's confirmed that not just the Chinese, but the U.S. kits were contaminated? They said from the laboratories. And because they know the FBI might actually do its job instead of going after patriots, they cover their ass and tell you the cover-up in the story. They go, we were making the test in a lab that had live COVID. It's an accident. Oh, yeah, it's an accident, sure. They do this stuff in moon suits, man. So they've been caught there. The CDC's had to admit it. That is ultra-massive. And then we've got all the other news I haven't even hit yet. But we will cover it all. Britain's deserted hospitals. Remember a few months ago, we kept showing videos of the hospitals. And folks said, oh, that's a fake video. Those hospitals aren't empty. When they'd show them the news, they're jam-packed. Everyone's dying. It's the end of the world. Run for the hills. It's all over. And now it turns out they're totally empty. We've got all of that. Even mainstream news admits it. And tens of thousands are dying every week of diseases they're not treating. They're not giving people all their essential medical care in the name of COVID. That's all coming up. And so much more next hour. Again, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. slams Bill Gates, says the World Health Organization, over vaccines that killed more children in Africa than the diseases it targeted. Wow, which is true. But to have him coming out, I've seen Robert Kennedy Jr. actually get more hardcore. I've heard criticism of him lately that he's not doing enough. I think it's because he's doing what he's supposed to now. I think we're seeing some stuff there. Next hour's coming up. If you want to win this info war, you need to realize you're in a war. And you need to realize how incredibly important you are. You may be old, you may be black, you may be young, you may be white, you may be Hispanic, you may be Asian. I don't give a damn. You're red-blooded, you want to live, you want freedom. I need you. You need me. We're in this together. Word of mouth spreading the live feed of the show, word of mouth sharing the articles and videos, word of mouth telling folks about local stations you're watching and listening to. That's King Daddy right there. That's why they're pissed, because they haven't been able to shut this down, because your human word of mouth is overriding them. So get these videos and articles out. If you do one thing for me, for yourself, please. Please. I mean, I'm going to pay with my life for this. I already know that, but it's okay. Just please, can you get this out? A live Sunday coronavirus news briefing. Doctors across U.S. come forward to defend Trump. All right? You need to get that feed out. It's all there. The live show, all the band videos. The reason we built band.video, the reason we spent tens of millions of dollars to put up the satellites, the reason we're here is we knew this was coming. We had to be in position. Hour number two coming up.
For more than two decades, I have analyzed the architecture of the globalist system, who runs it, how it operates, what its goals are, what makes it tick. And so we knew that the heart of it was a worldwide medical dictatorship, because that's true power over populations, is who can have children, what type of drugs and medicines you can take, what type of inoculations you're forced to take. Authoritarians over the last 200 years really began to notice that armies invading or taking over get resisted. But if you can do it through the cover of medical necessity, and if you can pose as the guardian of civilization and society, then you can really stampede people into doing whatever you want. And again, for 26 years studying the whole globalist system, Bill Gates and the big foundations he represents have been at the heart of this entire dehumanization operation. And so it's with very heavy heart that I realized that I just have to trust in God and turn over to God at this point, because the last 2 months with the lockdown and them rolling out the plan exactly as we predicted they would confirms to me that they're going to execute the next phases of their plan. So they're coming with forced inoculations next year. They're coming to not let you travel or have a job or live unless you don't just submit to COVID-19 vaccine and the Trojan horse nanotech they admit they're going to put in it. But they're also coming with all of these other so-called vaccines that actually go in and attack different parts of the brain and actually destroy parts of the brain associated with spiritual connections and deep emotions and higher levels of brainwaves. They call these anti-stress vaccines, anti-drug vaccines. They've had it for more than 20 years. They've been experimenting on them with mental patients and the military and others. And it is so draconian. So when they call something a vaccine, it's not the classic learned immunity like a 500-year-old smallpox vaccination that still had side effects and was dangerous, but in many cases did give people learned immunity when they were healthy instead of getting sick when they were run down, which had a higher chance of morbidity. That's all real science. It's still Russian roulette, very, very dangerous. But now to have Bill Gates out in the open announcing world government, announcing a digital ink that will be in the vaccine, this is official. ID 2020 and other systems to be connected to your bank accounts so that it'll be the new global currency is just a giant leap forward into this control system. So I've been down on air. I know listeners have been pretty upset and bummed out. But the good news is this shows Revelations is true. It shows God is real. It shows prophecy is real. And in my experience studying the New World Order, they are Satanists. They believe in the devil. So many people say, oh, that's the Jewish God or that's the Christian God and that's just your cosmology. You know, the Chinese don't have that or this group doesn't believe that. Well, actually, ladies and gentlemen, if you study every ancient culture, they believe in evil. They believe in evil spirits. They believe in good. The Native Americans did. Every culture did. And these are all ways that ancient cultures were able to, you know, basically look at what they saw unfolding in the world and give it some type of meaning. But regardless, whether you believe the spiritual world or not, the globalists are manifesting it. They're pushing these archetypes, and they believe it, and they're actually building it. So whether you believe in Jesus Christ and the God of the Bible and Revelations or not, this system is being built and is anti-human. They're not trying to make us take microchips to all live in kumbaya heaven. They're doing it to literally remove us out of the world, dehumanize us, and then build a post-human planet. So this is wake up and say no or be destroyed forever. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for watching.
Well, I tell you, all of our crew that puts videos together have been on fire, but Greg Reese has just been knocking it out of the park. It's an all-star team here every week putting up with me and the work we're getting out. And we've definitely got the globalist attention. We've got the listeners' attention. The globalists want to silence you. They want to demoralize you. They don't want you to believe you have power. They don't want you aware of what they're doing. But when I see good police and military across the country waking up and taking action, when I see all these great medical doctors coming forward and just saying it's a total fraud, it's a total lie, it's a total scam, and when I see the federal SWAT teams attacking medical doctors, trying to intimidate them to not be the leaders they are, it's the end of the New World Order. It's going to get really rough the next few years, but in the end, the tide is turning against the enemy. Just get right with God and put your head down and don't back down.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let me first get into this disinformation article, because if you understand how this operates, you understand their whole picture. There's a big article that they're pushing in the fake news circles. The Anatomy of a Coronavirus Conspiracy Theory from theweek.com. And I am the main subject of this article, but they've got a bunch of other Trump supporters and the president himself in there. And they say, man, Alex Jones claims the federal government is coming to take over and have martial law. The federal government's the enemy. But he goes, actually, it's the federal government under Trump that's saying things aren't as bad as reasonable, loving doctors and mayors and counties and cities are. Well, those are the doctors and mayors in the blue states, the blue cities under globalist control. And in fact, you know, a lot of those blue cities and states, prestigious doctors are coming out saying that they're saying the opposite. So it says Gore Vidal wanted to blow up Oklahoma City. He didn't say that. And they say Jones has this racist rant where he describes being basically robbed in a parking lot with your family. And if you get in the car and put your handcuffs on, they're going to take you to your house. They're going to rob your safe, rob you, get your bank accounts, and then kill you, which is a normal, you know, homicidal thing that some robbers do. You see it a lot. By normal, it's a pretty common occurrence. They said that that was racist. Actually, in the rant, I talked about Ted Bundy and his little non-threatening yellow Volkswagen. Or I said, let's imagine you and your family are in a parking lot and you get grabbed by. So I actually talked about a white guy in that context. But imagine how they just inject that, how cult-like that is, that I'm saying once you put the martial law handcuffs on, it causes a chain reaction, an implosion of the economy, that now the UN admits is causing an extra 20 million people to starve to death on top of the 10 million already starving to death, 30 million starving to death, hundreds of thousands have already died by the global shutdown. In many areas of the third world, people are on a subsistence level. So my whole rant that they took for this article was about the mass murder and the breakdown of the culture and all the patients not getting their medical care and us not being called essential as humans, and how that's the next level of racism, that government corporations tell you who's essential. The article is the most sophistic fraud, the anatomy of a coronavirus conspiracy theory. And it's just really interesting reading because it ends by America came together and shut down to save lives. And, you know, you just don't get that. So you make it something sinister. Bill Gates financing the NIH in 2012 to 2017, transferring weaponized coronaviruses to the Wuhan lab, was in the Science Journal and all of the news 5 years ago. I remember covering it. Why are you transferring weaponized airborne viruses with gain of function that are multi-virus species chimeras? See, they can't handle real information. How scary is it Bill Gates coming back out yesterday and saying, we're not going to reopen for a while? Well, that means total depression worldwide. Or the fact that they had 5 million dead in their first projections, then 2 million dead, then 1 million dead. And they said, if you do everything we say, it's still going to be 300,000, 400,000 dead this year in the United States. But that's not the case. And now we learn they're counting every person that dies of a gunshot wound, a car wreck, cancer, kidney failure, HIV. If you've got any test positive for COVID, which is any coronavirus, or even the flu virus gives false positives, they admit, well, you're then counted as someone that died from it. So that's thrown in the hopper. So we now officially know this is their giant globalist psyop. And he says, you will take my vaccine. There's no normal till you take my vaccine. So let's look at this right now. CDC's failed coronavirus tests were tainted with coronavirus, feds confirm. Ars Technica, this is from Friday. It's got a real link to the CDC. And then it's their kits were in a lab that was contaminated. But, oh, well, they're medical. It's okay if they do that. It's an emergency. They're spreading it. Remember, Fauci would let people fly in from China, even after Trump had blocked it on CDC flights, and they'd let people out with COVID-19 on the streets of Texas because they wanted the outbreak, folks, because Fauci got $100 million from Gates. China gave faulty contaminated COVID-19 equipment to several countries. Some coronavirus testing kits found to be contaminated with coronavirus report. It's not a raw story. It's an AP article. CDC lab for coronavirus test kits may be contaminated. That was an old Fox News report. But now it's confirmed. Now it's all confirmed. Countries criticized China for sending and resending faulty coronavirus kits and supplies. And China tried to patent potential coronavirus drug remdesivir the day after Beijing confirmed the virus was transmittable between humans. And who's got a piece of that? The Wuhan lab, where they tested all this, where they got it from Obama in the last 10 years before Trump got in. Just a fact. And then Danielle Anderson, that works at the lab, is the head Facebook fact checker over all COVID-19 information worldwide, but doesn't tell you she worked there. She thinks you're too dumb to look it up. And then it gets worse. she is part owner in developing the test that's being used right now that's making massive amounts of money. She works at the lab. She's involved in the test. She's covering up it came out of the lab. She'll probably get an FBI award for excellence in saving humanity. She'll probably be there when I put in a guillotine, you know, and the FBI will hit a button. And it's like, Jones is bad. You're good. Daniel Anderson, we love you. You're the good guy. This is what our country's turned into with the FBI raiding vitamin C medical doctor facilities that have been around for over a decade. They're everywhere. Legal, lawful vitamins and minerals that people are getting intravenously, and folks see the news articles about vitamin C treating COVID-19 intravenously and the successful studies. And so they say, oh, that's not an authorized use. So they SWAT team it in hazmat outfits. And again, that's because they were ordered to do so, ladies and gentlemen, by the deep state. The bureaucracy works for the globalists. In fact, since we're mentioning that, let me dig up some of those studies and show you those on vitamin C. That's the Cedars-Sinai study right there when they're doing with the light inside the lungs. But Trump made that up. He's evil. It doesn't exist. He's very bad. Glad YouTube took the video down. It's on Band-Up Video, but we'll probably be SWAT team for that as well. How dare you put a Cedars-Sinai scientist confirming Trump? We'll have you arrested. YouTube censors video about UV light treatment used for coronavirus. Because the New York Times complained, world's first trial to test benefit of intravenous zinc in COVID-19. Just what Trump said, injections by medical doctors into the body of things that clean you out. Inhibition of H1N1 influenza. Big studies about zinc oxide in the lungs. Effect of zinc solves respiratory virus replication. And then where is my stack? I had a big stack. Oh, here it is. Oh, I found it. Here it is. FBI raids Detroit area medical facility for using intravenous vitamin C to treat COVID-19 patients. Infowars.com. But you actually read, it's just a facility that gives people vitamin C that's totally legal. Someone complained they thought that happened. So they went after them. They said, oh, unauthorized treatment, despite all of the studies. New York hospitals treating coronavirus patients with vitamin C. New York Post. And then a big giant World University boil down article from Pharma Nutrition. We're all over the world, from Japan to Saudi Arabia to Europe to the United States, all the studies on how they're treating things like that with it. But you're not supposed to have hope, because Bill Gates only wants you to have the hope that he will give you a tainted vaccine. And look at this article. Britain, deserted hospitals, cancer victims forgotten, vital operations canceled, and ghost town A&Es. Remember all the videos of the TikTok dancing, and they're doing Last Supper videos and all the rest of it, and having these parties in there because they're totally empty. And then people go cover it. They go, I saw on the news that my local hospital is overwhelmed. I went there. No one's there. YouTube bans your video. If you're a citizen, you get in a car, you got a YouTube about your little league baseball team, You decide to go check this out, find out it's not true, they ban you because you're a dirty, filthy American. You're lucky you're not arrested. Keep your mouths shut. Including medical doctors that are out there. They need to keep their mouths shut and do what Bill Gates says, period.
The West is the best. The West is the best. Get here and we'll do the rest.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So President Trump, with 190 days left to the election, is being driven from office right now. And it was always the plan to use a plague like this and the hype that results around it, because the flu every year is a plague killing 35,000 people. So it's a real thing. They're just hyping up something new, something they produce. So they own it. They own the patents. They own the vaccine. Nobody else can own it. It's their own little genetic creation, their own little chimera, Bill Gates' little baby, so he can save you from his monster. And then nobody else can have a treatment. Nobody else can hurt his monster. Nobody else can defeat his monster, because only Bill Gates and the big eugenics boards and the globalists behind him, only they're allowed to be the savers. And it's come out that they flew the people here and tried to block Trump blocking them. It's come out that they had the test kits that were tainted. It's come out that everybody on that stage with him works for Bill Gates. People are literally freaking out. They're just saying, how did you know about Bill Gates? Why'd you harp on him? Why'd you make films about him? Why'd you talk? Because I studied the architecture of the New World Order, folks. And Bill Gates doesn't run any of this. He's just the front man for the whole thing. So the video's up on Infowars.com. Schiff, remember, discredited after Russiagate, discredited after the whole impeachment scam. All that coming out. Well, Schiff says that not removing Trump led to the 50,000 American deaths. That's right. It's almost all in blue cities where the Democrats had their parties and said everybody should go out. They were trying to incubate it. They weren't sure it was going to take hold. They were all unified. And now when Trump tries to reopen things, because the depression is going to be 100 times more devastating and 30 million people are starving to death in the third world, they depend on us. Well, then, we're just not supposed to remember that or think about that, but that's going to be irrevocable. And, oh, there's always Piers Morgan, Trump's supposed buddy, stabbing him in the back. Piers Morgan, Trump's coronavirus cure theories will kill. You just saw me in the last hour lay out all the different mainline university studies and the Cedars-Sinai. And all of it, that what Trump was saying was real. Every bit of it was real known treatments that are mainstream news that are promising that they don't want us to discuss or know about. And then I was listening to talk radio today and flipping through music channels on the back porch where I have an old, non-digital radio, actually listens to the stations, and it was like, tuning through stations, and it was like, do whatever you have to. Stay indoors. Be a hero. Don't go out. Don't open the economy. And keep your distance. Next channel. That's what corporate America wants, because they're all getting their bailouts. Jeff Bezos got his $30 billion bailout. Your average little store is not going to get any bailout. And so this is siege. This is the shutdown. This is what the environmentalists always said they wanted, was a way to end the industrial world, to end the service economy. First, they had to get rid of your industrial economy. Then they got rid of your service economy, and they're saying all of you that are in service are non-essential. So how does it feel to be told that you're non-essential? And again, I've got 100 video clips and hundreds of articles here to cover. The thing drives me crazy about this certain shirt, though, this collar. I don't have a tick to pull my collar. It drives me crazy. It keeps falling down. It drives me nuts. You got to ask yourself, do you see through this? Do you know what's going on? Do you know what's happening? Do you want to be conned by this? Because you're all told, oh, be good. Oh, be heroes. Oh, you're so great. Oh, don't talk to anybody. Oh, shut down. Oh, don't resist anything. Oh, you're so good doing this. And all you're doing is destroying your birthright, destroying your future, and putting us into an irrevocable depression that'll kill 10, 20, 30 times what this virus did, and creating a precedent where a medical tyranny run by the most evil foundations on earth, and the UN controls your every life and wants to put an implantable microchip in you and track everywhere you go and everything you do. And then they admit, okay, the hospitals in the UK are 4 times emptier they've ever been. The hospitals in the US are 3 times emptier. And it's confirmed that all those reports of 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, of empty hospitals and fake newscast with even actors hired to wear hazmat suits like they were guests going in the loaded hospital, and people on gurneys in China flopping around like they were dying. Yeah, there was some real death. Yeah, it's a real virus, but they photobombed us with it. They told their people fearmonger. They shot lots of fake videos that were authorized by the government to create total fear. And even U.S. intelligence came out on Thursday in the New York Times. And people go, wait a minute. But the New York Times is bad. Not if we take America back. The New York Times worked for the globalists, but now they have the documents they can't even deny because Chinese diplomats are on record pumping and propagandizing and paying U.S. companies and U.S. media to create as much fear as possible. Communist China's on record funding. Why do you think the last 5 years there's been hundreds of TV shows and movies about racist white people hunting and killing black people? It's been to create the perception that there's this race war to divide us. That didn't work. They were going to go with the race war. In fact, lockstep put up by the Rockefeller 10 years ago, wanted a culture war first. Plan B was a bioweapon release, or what they call a simulant, that kills some people, but that they know is going to burn out, but they can use to panic you. All you need is a gunshot or a backfire or somebody kicking over a, you know, milk can to make cows spook, to make cows get scared, to get lemmings to get scared. Then they run over each other and run over the cliff. And that's what they're doing, is scaring all of us. And they've got a formulaic plan, and they know what they are doing. Why do you think you have DNC leaders, white and black, all over the news, running around saying white people are inherently bad? There's a new video out, didn't even get to it today, nationalfile.com. It's up on Infowars.com. Caught on tape, Stacey Abrams plotting to use redistricting to, quote, stop white people. Why the hell would you make a statement like that? Because they want to create, from the DNC down, a race-based system so they can divide people that have melanin in their skin from people that don't have a bunch of melanin in their skin so they can continue to play us. Because the last thing they want is us to come together and demand our basic freedoms and justice for everybody now. I tell you, it's just an incredible time to be alive. All right, we're going to go to break. And the full interview is posted on Infowars.com. And I'm just tempted to play the whole thing, but I want to get into the censorship of CNN and Google working together, of the woman calling in about her daughter being abused by Joe Biden, which is a confirmed case. And YouTube, Google, now Twitter's doing it. They're all taking it down and saying, so what if Joe Biden raped somebody? So again, it's all about their double standard. No proof with Kavanaugh. Proof, though, with this guy who can't keep his damn hands off anybody. Let me tell you, some guy walks over, grabs my five-year-old, starts kissing her on the hair and rubbing on her shoulders. I'm going to knock them upside their dirty head. They'll probably arrest me for a threat against Biden. I didn't say that. I said if an old pervert like him tried that, I'd defend my daughter, which I know is a crime. This whole thing's run by pedophiles.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. At 2 seconds left, and I'll be back with the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, while I'm still above ground. They don't kill me or do other things. They're breathing on our necks, folks. But that's okay. We expected that, fighting these criminals. Infowars.com, newswars.com. And they want to take us down because what we're doing is very effective, and it scares the globalists in a big, big way. Now, I was mentioning Stacey Abrams, one of the big Democratic Party operatives who is favored to be the VP running mate of Joe, the pedophile pervert Biden. There's a big article up on nationalfile.com. Stacey Abrams went to Bilderberg. And it turns out she went last year to the globalist secretive group that they now admit exists, that Patriots exposed over 30 years ago. I remember just 15 years ago, they still said it didn't exist. So that's why she's now calling for race war in America. Pre-coronavirus study, social isolation makes black people more likely to die, makes everybody more likely to die. But let's shift gears to Joe Biden and the censorship. CNN removes Larry King episode with Joe Biden's accuser, mother, from Google Play Archive. Working with Google. The full video's up on Infowars.com with a background story on the lady. CNN clip unearthed the Biden accuser's mother telling Larry King of problems with prominent senator. But the New York Times says it's okay. Here's the clip.
San Luis Obispo, California. Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm wondering what a staffer would do besides go to the press in Washington. My daughter has just left there. After working for a prominent senator and could not get through with her problems at all. And the only thing she could have done was go to the press, and she chose not to do it out of respect for him.
Or she had a story to tell, but out of respect for the person she worked for, she didn't tell it.
That's true.
Well, now, but these are the people who do come to the Lois Romanos, right? The staff worker who says, I want to let you know about what's going on, either
going
with my boss or
troubled.
The guy down the hall.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these people have a sense of obligation. They feel that this public official should be accountable if it's something wrong.
They're whistleblowers to the press.
Exactly.
And that's being removed off Twitter, Facebook, Google, you name it, other third parties that posted. CNN saying copyright, that's theirs. You're not supposed to hear about that. That's who these monsters are. Oh, but it's okay. Jack Dorsey has a trendy beard, and he only eats once a week. I guess he eats like a small dog or something, like a little boa constrictor that he is. I'm being sarcastic. He eats like every 2 days or something. Twitter's CEO unveils feature to editorialize Trump's tweets as election looms. You'll be able to go in and talk trash on the president while all that goes on in live time. So Trump has put up with this. We have put up with this. And so things are only going to get worse. And the deep state is holding America hostage. Big corporations, blue cities, blue states decided to set the example to shut down. I saw first South by Southwest, Hollywood events, big tech events shutting down 8-9 weeks ago. And they were doing that to create the perception that everybody's got to do this so that when Trump didn't do it, every death would be his fault. And now that's indeed what every talking head is saying. Every death is his fault. It's the Donald Trump virus. It's the Donald Trump disease. It's COVID Trump 19, so that they can punish him and remove him and have full executive control, because they've still got their bureaucracies. They've still got their people in place inside government engaging in criminal activity. And because the American people have not yet really understood that, things are only starting to get worse as they attempt to take full control. These are the times that literally try everyone's souls. But take heart. You don't live in North Korea. And I've gotten so many calls from friends and family. Do you know if Kim Jong-un is alive? You've seen his train taking to the coast side. You've seen him be gone for, now more than 13 days or so. He is obese. He is a spoiled, rotten brat. He's got his evil demonic sister and this little sycophantic vampire group under him and around him. And so he's sort of trying to make deals with Trump. I would say the Chi-Coms probably just killed him during his next medical procedure. He supposedly died on the table or was brain dead. So it took 8 minutes to put a stent into his heart because he was so fat. And the way they leaked that through the Chinese press, because they're mad at him for trying to make a deal with Trump, means that Kim Jong-un might have decided for providence and money and wealth for his country and to try to halfway free his people, the way they have a little humiliating story out at the end. And he may still be in a coma. He may still be alive. But I don't think you're going to see the vampire bat emerge from where he is in his new, even more evil acting and more out of control individual will be in control. And it'll all be trendy. Oh, it's a woman dictator. So it's okay as long as it's a female doing it. Now, I'm going to start airing part of the hour-long press conference at the end of this segment and the next, a boil-down of it that Greg Reese put together, this at Man.video, with this medical doctor that runs these big clinics, Dr. Dan Erickson of Bakersfield, with his colleagues. But you really should watch the full press conference on Infowars.com and share it, because they're taking this video down everywhere. Yeah, videos of Cedars-Sinai saying Trump's right about light therapy, videos of doctors coming out and saying about the death they're seeing because of the lockdown. The globalists are truly sick. Please don't forget, it is listeners like you who've done an incredible job buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com that make this all possible. And we have great organic hand sanitizer in three different great scents, mint, and of course, we also have it in peppermint. We have it in, what's the other ones I've got over here? My favorite, of course, is eucalyptus. Those are available at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have high-quality storable foods available again. Other folks don't have them. They're lying to you about that in most cases. They certainly don't have them ready to ship to you. We have high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund our operation. And for what's going on in the economy and the world, it really is smart to get prepared and have storable food that's high quality, lasts 25 years, and funds this operation. So the best deal out there is My Patriot Supply. They're in our back end. They take the orders. You go right in the order it's received. Get your orders in now. before they have to suspend orders. You get your order in, you get it. But they may have to stop orders again like they did for a few weeks because the volume is so high as people figure out if the globalists are successful, we're going to have a total worldwide depression. And now is the time to get ready before things get really bad. This lockdown is about a depression, about holding us hostage until we submit to the globalists. That's why we cannot submit. Let's go to part of this amazing report with these doctors bucking the system in this incredible press conference.
After testing thousands of people for COVID-19, Dr. Dan Erickson, co-owner of Accelerated Urgent Care in Bakersfield, California, held a news conference to release their data, compare it to the CDC's data, and deliver a powerful message. COVID-19 is more present and less fatal than we were told. The numbers say that it is less of a danger than influenza, and the shelter-in-place order is causing far more damage than good. Their information is based on science, and the message is chilling. You can see the full video at band.video, but here's the gist of it.
Does this make sense? Are we following the science? We keep hearing following the science. What is science, essentially? It's the study of the natural world through experiment, through observation. So that's what we're doing. We're studying the disease around us. We're making observations. We're doing testing, experiments to figure out exactly what's going on. And so this has caused some severe disruption for Accelerated, as we have people coming in 7 in the morning till midnight. We're reporting to the health department. We're calling patients back. And at the same time, our volumes have dropped significantly. The hospitals, their ICUs are empty, essentially. And they're shutting down floors. They're furloughing patients. They're furloughing doctors. So the health system has been evacuated in certain places. In New York, the health system is working at maximum capacity. In California, we're really at a minimal capacity, getting rid of our doctors and nurses because we just don't have the volume. The hospitals don't, as I've met with their CEOs twice in the last week, and we don't as well. So we're busy with paperwork for COVID, and we're all focusing on COVID. So the more you test, the more positives you get, the prevalence number goes up, and the death rate stays the same. So it gets smaller and smaller.
We'll be right back.
Incidence or prevalence of 4.7 million. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California. I also wanted to mention that 96% of people in California who get COVID recover with almost no significant sequelae or no significant continuing medical problems. So I want to look at New York State. They've been in the news a lot, right? And their numbers are critical. Let's go over their numbers. Cases of COVID as of yesterday, 256,272 cases in New York State, not New York City, New York, the entire state. They did a total of 649,325 tests. That's 39% of New Yorkers tested positive for COVID-19. That's their ratios. This is public data online. You can all look it up. How many deaths do they have? 19,410 out of 19 million people, which is a 0.1% chance of dying from COVID in the state of New York. And they have a 92% recovery rate. If you are indeed diagnosed with COVID-19, 92% of you will recover. So we're seeing millions of cases, small amount of death. USA, this is a big one for us. 802,590 cases as of yesterday, gives us a 19.6% positive out of those who were tested. So if this is a typical extrapolation, 328 million people times 19.6 is 64 million. That's a significant amount of people with COVID. It's similar to the flu. If you study the numbers in 2017 and 2018, we had 50 to 60 million with the flu. And we had a similar death rate. In the deaths in the United States were 43,545. Similar to the flu of 2017, 2018. We always have between 37 and 60,000 deaths in the United States every single year. No pandemic talk, no shelter in place, no shutting down of businesses, no sending doctors home. COVID-19 is one aspect of our health sector. What has it caused to have us be involved in social isolation? What does it cause that we are seeing the community respond to? Child molestation is increasing at a severe rate. We could go over multiple cases of children who have been molested due to angry family members who are intoxicated, who are home, who have no paycheck. These things last a lifetime. This isn't about a seasonal flu. These are things that will follow these people and affect them in a negative fashion for their life. And these are secondary effects from COVID. And these are for me talking to ERs, talking to my doctors, and talking to people across the country and finding out what they're seeing. Spousal abuse. We see people coming in here with black eyes and cuts on their face. It's an obvious abuse of case. These are things that will affect them for a lifetime, not for a season. Alcoholism, anxiety, depression, suicide. I talked to Donnie Youngblood and various people in the community. I've asked them, how are things going? Suicide is spiking. Education has dropped off. Economic collapse. Medical industry, we're all suffering because our staff isn't here and we have no volume. These are all real things that I'm seeing every day. I don't read about this stuff. I'm seeing it in my clinics. We have clinics from Fresno to San Diego, and these things are spiking in our community. These things will affect people for a lifetime, not for a season. So let's make sure we're clear on that. We've gone over the statistics. Now I want to compare flu virus. Is this significantly different? Deaths, per the CDC, 24,000 to 62,000 deaths each year. We had about 45 million total cases in 2017 with about 62,000 deaths, or a 0.13 chance of death from flu in the United States. As you know, our other numbers were 0.02. So the lethality of COVID-19 is much less. And then when you bring up a system of lockdown, you automatically have to compare it to a system of no lockdown. The immune system is built by exposure to antigens, viruses, bacteria. When you're a little child crawling on the ground, putting stuff in your mouth, viruses and bacteria come in, you form an antigen antibody complex, you form IgG, IgM. This is how your immune system is built. You don't take a small child, put them in bubble wrap in a room and say, go have a healthy immune system. This is immunology, microbiology 101. What I'm seeing is when you take human beings and you say, go into your house, clean all your counters, Lysol them down. You're going to kill 99% of viruses and bacteria. Wear a mask. Don't go outside. What does it do to our immune system? Our immune system is used to touching. We share bacteria, staphylococcal, streptococcal bacteria, viruses. We develop an immune response daily to this stuff. When you take that away from me, my immune system drops. As I shelter in place, my immune system drops. You keep me there for months, it drops more. And now I'm at home, hand washing vigorously, washing the counters, worried about things that are indeed what I need to survive. When a child's in a womb, you're in this protected environment. When you come out, you have almost no immune system. You develop that through touching your mouth, touching your eyes, virus, bacteria, immune response, IgG, IgM. This is how you build a strong immune system. Sheltering in place decreases your immune system. And then as we all come out of shelter in place with a lower immune system and start trading viruses and bacteria, what do you think is going to happen? Disease is going to spike. And then you've got disease spike amongst a hospital system with furloughed doctors and nurses. This is not the combination we want to set up for a healthy society. As your mask that you're wearing for days, you touch the outside of it, COVID, and then touch your mouth. This doesn't make any sense. We wear a mask in an acute setting to protect us. We're not wearing masks. Why is that? Because we understand microbiology, we understand immunology, and we want strong immune systems. I don't want to hide in my home, develop a weak immune system, and then come out and get diseased. We have both been in the ER through swine flu and through bird flu. Did we shut down for those? Were they much less dangerous than COVID? Is the flu less dangerous than COVID? Let's look at the death rates. No, it's not. And when someone, what's interesting to me too, is when someone dies in this country right now, they're not talking about the high blood pressure, the diabetes, the stroke. They say, did they die from COVID? We've been to hundreds of autopsies. You don't talk about one thing. You talk about comorbidities. Their vessels were narrowed. Their lungs were a smoker. COVID was part of it. It is not the reason they died, folks. It is one of many reasons. So to be so simplistic to say that's a COVID death because they have COVID, you know how many people die with pneumonia or people that die from flu? With flu, I should say. It's not from flu. Their lungs were compromised by COPD.
They had a heart attack 2 years ago. They have a weakened body. We aren't pressured to test for flu. But ER doctors now, my friends that I talk to say, you know, it's interesting. When I'm writing up my death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID. Why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID to maybe increase the numbers and make it look a little bit worse than it is? I think so. When I look at the basic tenets that we know of microbiology, and I say, do we need to still shelter in place? Our answer is emphatically no. Do we need businesses to be shut down? Emphatically no. Do we need to test them and get them back to work? Yes, we do. The secondary effects that we went over, the child abuse, alcoholism, loss of revenue, all these are, in our opinion, a significantly more detrimental thing to society than a virus that has proven similar in nature to the seasonal flu we have every year. We need to make sure if you're gonna dance on someone's constitutional rights, you better have a good reason. You better have a really good scientific reason and not just theory. One of the most important things is we need our hospitals back up. We need our furloughed doctors back. We need our nurses back, because when we lift this thing, we're going to need all hands on deck. I know that the local hospitals have closed two floors. Folks, that's not the situation you want. We're essentially setting ourselves up to have minimal staff, and we're going to have significant disease. That's the wrong combination. And I've been working with some of the leaders, and I've talked to, you know, the head of the CDPH. I've gotten their opinion on this, and a lot of the leaders in Sacramento. And we're all in agreement, but we need to have Governor Newsom in agreement with us to lift this ban. I've talked to our local head of the health department, and he's waiting for that. Even though they're in agreement with me, they're waiting for the powers that be to lift, because the data is showing us it's time to lift. So if we don't lift, what is the reason? I can go into Sully's right now, which I did this morning. There was 25 people in there, and I can stand in line for 10 minutes, but I can't go in Cafe Rio and sit there for 10 minutes. Does that make sense to you guys? And I can go into Costco, and I can shop with people, and there's probably a couple hundred people, but I can't go in Cafe Rio. So big businesses are open. Little businesses are not. There's no science behind that. As we've gone over, that is not science. There's other factors in play that we don't have time to go into, but it's not science. I want to make that clear.